Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Ernst.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hello, it's Mike King with Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life show. And today we have with us Phil Hess. He is the owner of Mindful Sourcing. He's a natural products broker and educator. And we at Merryman are always trying to bring in super quality products for our customers. We've got a new product line called NutriGold. Not only is it of unbelievable quality, it's really reasonably priced. I can't believe the prices. It's almost, I hate to say, it's like the mass merchant discounter pricing with the super high quality pricing that you would get, like a gold standard or platinum standard. It's just phenomenal. Hey, Phil, how are you doing today, buddy?
Hey, I am doing great, Mike, and thank you for having me on.
Hey, no worries. I'm so glad that we could get together and talk about this. Now, this NutriGold company, they focused on four areas of giving the consumer the best that they can in their supplements. And of course, there is the sustainability that we all look at. And that's, you know, if you keep harvesting something until there's nothing left. I remember the Golden Seal issue a few years ago where they were wildcrafting and harvesting Golden Seal to where, in even at one time, ginseng, but now that's all grown in the market, but a lot of it comes from Wisconsin. But we were looking at, you know, not having any Golden Seal because everybody was harvesting so much. So sustainability is extremely important. Being green, we'll talk about that. Quality. I think we could talk for hours on quality. And that's one thing that the supplement industry really gets beat up on. I know you've seen that, Phil. I've seen it through the years. It's something I think the media and the big pharma likes to, and even maybe the flat earth conventional medical people, as I call them, sometimes like to beat up on the supplements. And we're going to talk about accountability, and that's maybe like third-party verification, third-party testing that gives that validation, accountability to the consumer, and then transparency. Is it really, you know, what is on the label? Is it really for real, or is it just made up? So, Phil, I think we're going to start with sustainability. I noticed in this sales, in the sales booklet or the informational booklet that NutriGold has, I really love this. It says, we do not inherit the earth from our ancestors. We borrow it from our children. So sustainability is very important. So let's talk about some of the first things, organic. When we talk about sustainability, we always look at organic. Tell me about how NutriGold does their organics, and we can maybe throw in the non-GMO too.
Yeah, well, thank you, Mike, and thank you for this time to talk about our brand, NutriGold. We are committed to organics. We are committed to the non-GMO movement in this country. And we do our very, very best to formulate products that meet the USDA certified organic standard, as well as non-GMO verified. So let's talk a little bit first, non-GMO. Non-GMO in our product line, all of our products are certified, are non-GMO verified. 80% are verified through the non-GMO verification project.
Right. Doesn't that make it expensive though, Phil?
It can, because meeting those very strict standards require a lot of different things. You have to source more expensive products. It looks at your packaging. It looks at your bottling. So it's not just what goes, not just the product itself, but everything from the point of the, from even when it goes on the UPS truck, it's looked at.
Wow.
So that does drive the cost up. So we at NutriGold believe non-GMO, the project, has done so much to bring awareness to the perils of GMO. So we ensure that all of our products are non-GMO verified.
Wow.
But we also do, what we do that's really interesting is, a couple of years ago, the non-GMO project decided they weren't going to certify or verify or give certification to any product that had a beef gel cap, you know?
Right.
So what we do, there are certain products that actually you have to have a beef gel cap because they're not stable in anything else but a gel cap. So if you take ubiquinol, for instance, ubiquinol will convert back to ubiquinone.
That's CoQ10.
Yes.
Right.
CoQ10.
Right.
We'll convert back to CoQ10 if it's in a vegetarian capsule. So we actually do use a gel cap where it's required.
Right.
But we take
right.
it a step further. We actually have a laboratory look at the gel caps to ensure that there's no GMO contamination in them.
Wow.
So
yeah, because I know.
Both,
yeah, I was going to say, I know that with the CoQ10 trying to get the ubiquinol, which is the one that's the what we call the reduced form or the more bioavailable. It's really, because it's such a super antioxidant and wants to give up its electrons, it's really hard to stabilize that. So I can see why there would be an issue there. Go ahead, Phil.
Right.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, but, that's totally fine. I mean, so that's the level of validation that we're going to do. Even with products where the non-GMO project won't verify, so committed are we to delivering a product that's non-GMO that we go and we have a laboratory look at the molecular level to ensure that it's not GMO.
See, and I don't think the consumer even is aware of how far a lot of these companies go. I'm going to be talking with another company here pretty soon on their quality standards that, you know, they have their own in-house lab and, you know, they do all kinds of like microbial testing. They test for lead and mercury. You guys are even looking at the genetics of things, you know, and then you'll hear on some of the media where, well, supplements are all bad and this and that. And we'll get to that. We'll talk about, you know, the synthetics. So you're organic, you're non-GMO. That's expensive. It looks like you go way beyond assuring and guaranteeing that. Now, there's another thing that's called that I really like, locally sourced. So what's all that mean?
Well, thank you. Locally sourced, meaning you try where you can to source your products locally. It's very simple and straightforward.
Which would be U.S. then, right?
U.S., right.
Okay.
So we support a lot. Many of our products come from the United States. But what I really want to do is focus a little bit on our fish oils. Because as you know, fish oils
yes.
are sourced all over the world.
Yes,
right?
And you talk about the friendliest catch. And I've talked about that before. Let's do talk about that. Because you can get, and I'll just let you talk about it. Because, you know, you can get fish oil that will melt your coffee cup like glue because it's bound to an alcohol. It's been highly processed. It comes from fish that are highly toxic. And you end up with something that really doesn't have a lot of bioavailability or what I would even call life in it. So tell us how you're doing it. I know how you do it, but I want you to tell us. I'm really impressed.
Well, thank you, Mike. What we do, basically, we're sourcing wild Alaskan pollock.
Okay, whitefish.
The Alaskan fisheries are the purest fish stocks in the world.
Yes.
And wild Alaskan pollock is sustainable. We're only using the part of the fish that would otherwise be discarded. The fillets actually go to market, where
right.
you might even sell in your store.
Right.
But we're extracting the oils from the part that would otherwise be thrown away. So we're taking the oil from the heads, where the omegas are super, super
That's
rich.
That's where the brain is full of fatty acids. And I know people kind of freak
right.
out about that. But, I mean, that is where the omegas and the fatty acids are at. That's what you want. And it's done very in a very pure form. And, again, it's almost a waste product. But all of the companies make great use out of it. But you're sourcing from something that's sustainable. The fish are caught in pristine, the cold, clear waters of Alaska. And then how is it processed? Do you do, like, filtration or exactly what goes on with that?
Well, like, we molecularly distill.
Okay, and, all right.
You know, in the process of molecular distilling, we concentrate the omegas, the omega-3s that, you know, that people are looking for. So you're going to get a super highly concentrated omega-3 product.
Uh-huh.
But it's also bound to a triglyceride backbone. So
okay.
It's in its natural triglycerides.
Instead of the ethanol, which will melt your coffee cup like glue, and that's a little home test. You can open up your pill, two or three of them, put it in a styrofoam coffee cup, let it sit for about 20 minutes, and if the bottom, when you lift the cup up, I remember giving a lecture one time, if you lift that cup up and the bottom falls out, you know that it's alcohol-based, it's hard to metabolize, and you can almost guarantee yourself it is highly processed and coming from the small fish off the warm waters of Peru and Chile, which actually the larger species like dolphins and seals and all of the larger fish, they eat that. And so we're taking away a food source for the larger fish, the tuna and everything else that we like to eat. And it's one of these things that, you know, if you really look closely at it, it's not a good thing. And guess where all that food goes to, or all the byproducts of that those fish. It goes in, it's used for fish feed for the fish farms. So it's like, oh my gosh, you know, that's not a really good scenario. I guess it's a big money maker, but it's not sustainable. It's not environmentally friendly. They're selling what I would call a low quality fish oil to people, and it's just not a good thing. So after
right.
it's molecularly distilled, and explain that real quickly. What is that?
Well, you have it's a highly scientific process of getting, you know, removing all of the heavy metals, the impurities that may or may not be in there.
Right, right.
Then concentrating the omega. You want to filtering out the omega-3s and, you know, setting aside the other omegas that may not be as important for brain and heart health. So you can concentrate more of your good omegas in the capsule. And then we're binding it up very quickly to a natural triglyceride that makes it easy for you to digest and assimilate into the body.
Wow.
Just as it occurs naturally.
That's
what
great.
What we do that's really interesting and really is sets us apart is everything that we do is American. It's an American source fish. The oil is extracted in the United States.
Yeah, and it's done in Ohio, I think. It's
exactly.
transported to Ohio, and it's encapsulated in here. It's capsed and everything. That is
bottled,
yeah.
Everything in America.
Wow. Okay, now let's look at the packaging here. I see that it's tree-free. So the paper, the box that you guys use is actually made from sugar cane. I guess the lid is very easy access, and it's recyclable. Yeah. The bottle, and again, you guys use the glass bottles, which are recyclable. Tell us a little bit about the packaging, and I think even the ink. Vegetable-based, probably soy or vegetable ink. So you've even looked at the packaging. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, in the environment and sustainability, those are cornerstones of our business. So we're mindful of everything that goes not just into our product, but into our packaging as well. So what we do, rather than using paper pulp to box, I'll put our products in their boxes, we're actually using sugarcane fiber. Sugarcane fiber is traditionally burnt off in the field.
Another
waste product.
Right.
So we're actually taking sugarcane fiber. We're the first company in our industry to offer products in these biodegradable sugarcane fiber boxes. And the good news about them is there's no deforestation. They're 100% recyclable, renewable. It's a lower CO2 emission than making a tree-based paper. And, of course, they're chemical-free, bleach-free, and dye-free.
Even
our packaging, we're very mindful about just about every aspect of the products we make.
And so we've got the sustainability there. We can see that the product is packaged for a healthy planet. So now let's go into the next one, quality. There's a little saying in the booklet here. I'm going to read that real quickly. Quality is never an accident. It is always the result of high intention, sincere effort, intelligent direction, and skillful execution. It represents the wise choice of many alternatives. And your company, quality, I'm afraid we may end up talking on the rest of the show for this. We may have to do another show because quality, one of the first things that I'm seeing is that you're making sure that it's free of adulterants, allergens, chemical additives, contaminants, and that can include, you know, microbes or lead or whatever, GMOs, we've already talked about the testing you do, preservatives and synthetic ingredients. Now, what your product does include is the whole food or food-sourced ingredients, which is extremely important. I've always told everybody, apple a day keeps the doctor away. We know apples have great benefit. I'm talking about pure, good, organic apples. But we don't know we now with DART technology maybe know, can look at, say, okay, these are all the chemicals or compounds in here, but we don't know what they all do. And we don't know how they work together, which is we call synergy, which is things working together for a more powerful, healthy outcome. You have clinically proven ingredients. There are therapeutic potencies. That is so important. You know, again, you don't want your pills too big, but at the same time, you want to be able to take a supplement to get a therapeutic effect. And a lot of that comes from the clinical studies. And I think a lot of companies are looking closer and closer at that. I know with the grapeseed OPCs, the old glomeric proanthocyanidins, if they have tannin in there, then and they don't give you enough of the product, you're not going to absorb it, you're not going to get the effect you need. And then another thing that we'll talk about, too, is your third-party verification for identity, purity, potency, and safety. So, you know, it's not like the foxes in the hen house. You're actually having a third-party separate non-connected company taking a look at all of that. So again, you have a lot of what we call quality standards for the, you know, FDA good manufacturing practices, what you've done. I think you go, and you could probably quickly tell us, but don't you go beyond the FDA GMPs? I'm seeing here that you look at 70 different pesticides, 58 solvents, 4 aflatoxins. You test for heavy metals. A lot of these aren't required by the FDA, and you're doing that already.
Yes. I'll expand on that a little bit, Mike.
Please.
You know, what we believe, you know, the FDA's put forth certain guidelines, and they're called good manufacturing practice.
GMP.
Or GMPs, right?
And I don't think people realize that that is actually a quality standard required by the FDA. So when people say, oh, supplements aren't tested or they're a poor quality and there's no FDA oversight, that's a lie. That's
right.
That's really fake news, I guess, is what we say now. I mean, and I get so frustrated because you'll get an announcer or somebody in the news media that will make that statement. And then I'm like, you know, first of all, you're lying. And second of all, why, you know, why don't you look into that a little bit more? Is the rest of everything you're saying, you know, a bunch of propaganda and untruth? So that's one, you know, that's one thing. When you start hearing somebody say, well, you know, supplements aren't FDA approved or they don't have any, you know, oversight by the government and they can sell you anything they want, that's not true. And I would say the companies that we deal with out at Merryman, we make sure that they go well beyond even the FDA standards, which are actually, I think, a little more stringent than the standards on the pharmaceuticals. And you were in the pharmaceutical industry. I don't know if you want me to bring that up, but you're very familiar with the pharmaceutical industry.
I am very familiar. And there's, you know, there's a place for both, quite frankly. You know, what I love about the natural healing industry is for so many medical conditions that present with mild to moderate symptomology,
right,
these natural products are so, so effective.
Yes.
You know, on the other hand,
without any side effects.
Right.
Just benefits.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Side benefits. But moreover, there is a place. So if you have seriously, seriously high blood pressure,
or you get the big guns out.
Seriously high,
right,
high blood sugar, then you need to be on a med. But
right. Well, Phil, I can tell you, you know, and again, people think I'm totally against pharmaceuticals, and I keep telling everybody, no, you know, I believe in the functional medicine, and I'm an integrative person. When, you know, when I died, when I was in the hospital from my toxic shock, my heart was gone, and it was barely beating, and it was not getting back in rhythm and so forth. So for a couple weeks, I did take a beta blocker. Because I knew that would keep my heart beating slow and steady, and it was something that I knew. I was also on a mild blood pressure medicine, and I was only on that for about a week. I eventually, you know, so for, you know, a couple weeks after dying, after being in the hospital and, you know, intensive care for 3 days, you know, I used the big guns, and that's what they're there for. But for me to continue to take high blood pressure medicine, or what I call the, you know, human-made, deadly, synthetic, dangerous, poisonous pharmaceuticals, which, you know, I'm not saying that directly, but I keep reading doctors and nutritionists making those statements. But the pharmaceuticals have a place, but you have to be very careful with them, and you've got to really watch, you know, long-term use. And sometimes you have to. Sometimes you have to. But I think we overuse that. So,
And I think the key is these, like I said, for conditions that have mild to moderate symptoms, these products are amazing.
Oh, yes, awesome.
Now, I want to just talk a little bit real quick, go through this quality thing, because it's kind of important.
Yes.
You know, Nutrigold goes well beyond the FDA standards of quality. We do 140 quality checks on our raw materials, where the FDA requires 12 to 15. We do.
Wait a minute. Whoa, Phil, did you just say 140 quality checks and the FDA requires, and they're a big 12. I mean, they're very important. I know, you know, a lot of times it's the identity, the potency. You want to make sure that when you're selling saw palmetto or some herb, that that's what's in there. I mean, some companies have really gotten beat up on that. And I know the FDA, the reason we hear about that is because the FDA is actually policing that and making sure that everybody gets what's on the label. And so, you know, you've got identity, potency, and there's some certain contaminants that are specific to certain botanicals that you always test for. So the FDA is looking at, you know, the big 12. Your company is 140?
Yeah, 140. And let me elaborate a little bit on one that really is concerning to me that a lot of companies don't test for, and
right.
that is aflatoxins. And I was unsure of what an aflatoxin was.
Okay, yeah, explain that for our listeners, please.
Well, aflatoxins are byproducts of molds. You see them on molds of corn, of peanuts,
yes.
and soy.
Right. I think, remember the old story about the aflatoxins? They think that's what happened with the Salem witch trials and everything. They'd gotten into the rye, and everybody, which it was a form of LSD, and everybody was having hallucinations and seeing people float and other things.
Yeah.
If you study that, that's really interesting. I remember years ago in college, I had a professor that was really into that whole scenario there that happened. In fact, that was the professor that taught me biofeedback, which is another whole topic, and I'm starting to go down a rabbit hole here, but
The thing about aflatoxins
yeah.
that really struck me is how cancerous they are.
Yes,
and I had
yes.
no idea that they are so carcinogenic.
Oh yeah, they're like a catalyst for cancer.
Yeah, they are really bad, and we test for them.
Good.
And it's really important because if you're making a food derived nutrient,
yes.
or anything with food in it,
right.
you should be testing for aflatoxins because of their carcinogenic effects, and because they're on so many, they're so common.
Well,
and if you're
dealing with whole organic natural, the microbes, the funguses, and the molds, and the insects, they want that because it's full of nutrients. So yes,
right.
you have to be careful, but you don't want to put a poison that can kill an insect. You know, they say cockroaches can even survive a nuclear blast. So you don't want to be putting something on there that's going to kill an insect. You know, it's going to really kill you just to keep the molds and the funguses off of there. And I know all the companies that we work with, they all have micro labs. And I think that's very important. And that's something else. I'm glad you brought that up. You also are very good about, you know, the claims on your labels, and the FDA is really, you know, stringent on that now. And that's, we only hear about the companies that get into trouble, and it's an extremely, extremely small percentage, and it's usually these companies that haven't been around for a while, or they're selling, you know, a weight loss or a hyped, maybe a libido product or something, and they're trying to get into the market, get in quick, get out fast, make money, and take advantage of people. And you see that in every single market. So it's not just in the supplement industry. And I think it's actually pretty rare because there's a greater policing, and the companies are really watching themselves. And of course, then again, not to continue to tout the benefits of Merry Man, but that's something that we do. We look at our companies, we sample the products. I know you've brought in supplements for me because I'm taking some different things I still have toxic shock syndrome. So I still have to greatly nutritionally support my body. So I'm always trying new and different things. Let's get into a little bit. I know you're a little hesitant on this about the synthetic isolates because they are so rampant in the industry. And this is the big thing that we do out at Merry Man. We really look at the vitamins. And I don't think people realize that there are a number of B vitamins, even vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin K that can be made synthetically. Now, I know the Nutrigold company has got this clean label, free of synthetic isolates. And there are a lot of studies, and I always tout the ATB study and the SELECT study about, you know, those using the synthetic vitamin E and that it increased the incidence of cancer. And if you look at how DL-alpha-tocopherol, the synthetic vitamin E, is made, it is sustained in the body like the alpha tocopherol, but it's a left-handed isomer of that. I consider it plastic, or, you know, analogize it to that. The synthetic vitamin, according to the studies, significantly increase your incidence of cancer. And go figure. I mean, there's kerosene and basically petroleum products and a lot of carcinogenic chemicals used to make this final DL alpha tocopherol or synthetic vitamin E. So there's 12 reasons that your company steers clear of the synthetic vitamins, and I wholeheartedly agree, and I was glad to see it was finally written and kind of put down. But the thing is a USP, U.S. Pharmacopoeia vitamins, they don't have to be natural or from whole foods. They can be from synthetic isolates. So when these companies put this USP label on there, that's a big red flag for me. I like to see, you know, GMO, whole food, organic. I like to see those. When I start seeing USP, U.S. Pharmacopoeia, yes, that means that it's, you know, done under certain processing, but there's a lot more to that. Can we get into that? You know what, Phil? Yeah. We're gonna run out of time. We're gonna have to do another show because we've just barely dug into this, and I think it's extremely important for people to know about the quality. This will be a part one of a two-part radio series here, so maybe three-part, because there's a lot involved.
Well, let me just point out a little bit on the
synthetics.
The vitamins, and we'll end with that, because it's kind of important, you know. What we do at Nutrigold is we use a food-derived nutrient.
Right.
So our nutrients are actually being extracted from food. And along with that come all the other cofactors that are part of that food matrix that help with absorption and distribution throughout your body. So you need that. We've traditionally always gotten our vitamins from food.
Right.
It's only recently, within the last 50, 60 years, that we started taking synthetic vitamins.
Yes, yes, and it's creating a lot of problems. Something here that I'm reading, nature does not make synthetic vitamins. Companies do. And then I'm reading here, the toxic load on the body from consumption of synthetic vitamins far outweighs any benefits they may provide. So when you're buying an inexpensive, generic, mass-marketed vitamin, and I'm not going to name brands, I don't want people attacking me, but you're really asking for trouble. And then again, you know, the addition of fruit and vegetable powders to a synthetic vitamin doesn't make it a whole food. You still have the isolated, fractionated form of basically chemicals in your supplement.
You know, too, I'll tell you, and I'll end with this, because it's an interesting observation.
Yes.
Is that when the medical community does these large epidemiological studies looking at, say, selenium for prostate cancer?
Yes, the SELECT study.
They look at these big, huge trials.
Yes.
And they isolate out how much selenium people are getting from their food.
Right.
And they say that, you know, this we're showing that selenium actually reduces your risk. So what they try to do is they try to replicate that same study, that epidemiological study that's done with by getting your vitamins from food, they try to replicate it with synthetics.
I know. I look at the studies and I'm like, it's not going to work out. I could save you millions of dollars and all of this headache, and then you're putting out propaganda. You're not comparing apples to apples. Hey, Phil, I think we've run out of time. You've made some really good points here. I really appreciate this information, and we're going to continue because we're just still working on the clean label. And I think we need to get into a little bit more detail about some of these synthetics so people can start looking at their labels and looking out for it. Or you can just let Merry Man do it. All right. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, my friend. Talk to you. Bye.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merry Man Earth.